Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody. Today is Wednesday, May 26th, and the music didn't want to stop. Anyway, hi everybody. Today's Wednesday, May 26th, and a beautiful day here in the Northeast. How are you today, Kimberly?
Just great on this full moon lunar eclipse day, blood moon. So this show should be pretty interesting. Can't wait.
All right, good. Well, you know, what we like to do is start off with the clearing prayer. We usually do that, don't we, right at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to give out the number now for anyone wants to call in and ask us a question, and we'll see what we can do to help you. The number is 845-241-9850. Or if you don't want to call in and you want to type a question in the chat, you go ahead and do that, and I will do my very best in between callers to ask Kimberly. All right. Kimberly, you want to repeat after me?
I do, but I also want to say, well, everybody who's in the queue to speak with us, can you please say it out loud, too, if you wouldn't mind, please? Thank you.
All right. Right, very good. Okay. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
Holy Divine Spirit.
And the most Holy Divine Spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I've created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain, disease.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain, disease.
Dependency, addiction.
Dependency, addiction.
Financial distress, relationship difficulties.
Financial distress, relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my fields and strengthen me.
Repair all fractures in my fields and strengthen me.
As I release all trauma and all negative energies and emotions.
As I release all trauma, negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love.
To the highest frequency of love.
Prosperity, good health.
Prosperity, good health.
In my most sacred destiny.
In my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
All right, everybody, take 3 deep spiritual breaths. I feel like I'm yelling at you. Am I yelling at you, Kim? How's the volume? Is it all right?
No, volume's fine. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Check, check. All
right,
good.
Exactly. All right, perfect. Did you want to touch on this? We call our prayers, they're prayers, but they're called invocations, not to be confused with incantations. Somebody had brought that up, and no, they're invocations. They're like affirmations, you know, positive affirmations. Do you remember that Saturday Night Live skit where he used to look in the mirror? Who was that? Anyway, I am good enough, I'm happy enough, you know, affirmations. So they're like a very strong affirmation in a prayer format. That sound about right?
Yes, exactly right. And there's no darkness here with what we do. You know, they are not incantations. So, you know, anybody listening, you know, all of this is affirmations where you're calling upon your free will, your spirit. You're commanding these things. You're not commanding God. You're not commanding who you pray to. You're calling upon your free will choice, you know, to make these changes. That's what this is. You know, we would
never
do that.
No, there are 5 parts to an invocation, and it's by the power of your spirit. You're just releasing any entities or any negative energies, and then we surround and support our electromagnetic field, right, to heal or whatever we need to do. So by the power and the authority of whomever you pray to, and you command or decree, and of course you have to give permission, and then your action statement, whatever it is that you want to tend to, and then our ending, which is so be it, or Jesus would say verily, verily, and then three deep breaths. That works on a cellular level. I cannot speak today. What's going on with me? So you clear away negativity, you heal and align to your highest self, and then the third breath seals in the belief system. So it's all good. It's all of love and light. All right.
Right. And people don't understand that a lot of this stuff stays trapped in your body. Let's say something happens to you as a child, you know, something traumatic. This has to release. You know, it stays in there. By doing this clearing prayer and even being specific and calling that out, you can release that. And sometimes when it's releasing, you can actually feel the pain. So, you know, a lot of us experience that to do these invocations and these prayers this way. And I love it because I don't want this stuff to stay trapped in my body. I want to be clear. I want to get rid of it. So.
Right, exactly. Because if it's trapped in your body, it can take all sorts of forms. I mean, illness, sickness, emotional distress. I mean, it can wreak havoc. And it is. It is the basis of a lot of illnesses. And we've seen many heal by these invocations. Helps what, thousands of people, would you say?
Yes, through the years, yes. Amazing.
Definitely. Yeah. All right, do you want to get to our first caller?
I would love that, Jane.
Okay, let's see who we have here today. Hello?
Hi, hello. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Catherine?
I am calling from Washington State.
Really? How's the weather?
Beautiful, but it soon will be in the 90s, but it's kind of
right.
Perfect now, and then it's going to spike.
Good. We'll enjoy it. Is there a question you have today, or?
It's kind of general. What do you see coming for me in June, or, you know, this eclipse? Did it? How did this eclipse affect me? You know, I wrote down a lot of things to release, and the, you know, that opening was very helpful as well.
Okay, great.
Hi, Catherine. Oh, hi, Catherine. Did you do the clearing prayer with us while you were waiting?
Yes.
Okay, good, and I thank you for doing that. It just helps me zone into you even better. What Divine Spirit was saying to me, and I'm hoping you don't have to get real specific if this is personal, and I feel like it's a person, I feel like there's somebody or something from your past that's getting in the way of your spiritual growth. Do you understand this? Okay, because sometimes...
You mean living? Somebody,
you know, we do a lot of these cutting cords and ties here on this show. And I don't know if that's what it is. Pardon?
Yeah, I work a lot with Michael, Archangel Michael, and familiar with cutting cords.
Oh, okay, good. But there's something about your past that needs cleared up. And I don't want you to have to say anything you don't want to on this show, but it would help me if you could be a little more specific, if you could tell me somewhat of what this is so that we can clear it. It's big. Divine Spirit is saying it's big and it needs to be cleared. How about an event? An event. Something that happened to you maybe 10 years ago is how it's coming in.
Could be old boyfriends. It could be old relationships. Or it could be someone I worked with about 10 years ago was kind of like taking money from me. You know, they were not honest.
Okay, that's what it is, because it's 10 years ago and I'm muscle testing this. And for whatever reason, well, let me just say this. not for whatever reason. Sometimes when these things affect us and we get so upset, just like what we were talking about, how these things stay with us. They really do. It's energy. And we let it even bother us. You know, it just sticks there and stays there. So if you don't mind, I would like to do an invocation with you. And I would like to, we'll see how Divine Spirit brings it in. And I would like you to say this. Was it one person that did this to you? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Could you just say the first name of the person to release this? When I tell you, not now, when we're doing the invocation, okay? Okay. Yeah. You willing to do this with me?
Yes, please.
Because this is a big deal. This is getting in your way, even with trust and things. So we'll see what Divine Spirit brings in. Who do you pray to when you pray, Catherine?
I say God.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. Let me know when you ready to do an invocation with me?
Yes.
Okay. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of God.
Of God.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
To release.
To release.
Any and all darkness.
Any and all darkness.
Any and all negativity.
Any and all negativity.
Any and all trust issues.
Any and all trust issues.
From, say the person's name, say from and say the person's name.
From Mary.
From Mary, okay. Be now released. Be now released.
Now released. Be now released.
Be now released. Be now released.
Mm-hmm.
Removed. Removed.
Released. Removed.
And evicted.
And evicted.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Take a breath for me, Catherine. Take a breath. And I'll say this. Anything that has been taken from me.
Anything that has been taken from me.
From Mary.
From Mary.
Be cleansed and purified.
Be cleansed and purified.
By God.
By God.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
And the Most Holy Divine Spirit.
And be returned to me.
And be returned to me.
Cleansed and purified.
Cleansed and purified.
So ever so gently.
So ever so gently.
Within divine intention.
Divine intention.
And divine direction.
And divine direction.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Now take three deep spiritual breaths. Very important to release this, okay? Real big. I'll do it with you. I'm sending you energy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you realized this, and maybe you did and maybe you didn't, but the fact that that came in so strong from 10 years ago, that really did a number on you. It really did. I don't know if it popped up in your mind or not or whatever, but it's gone now, Catherine. Go ahead.
It lasted for 10 years. I mean, it started after college in my 20s, so he caught me when I was kind of in a weak spot in my life. So, yeah, it really did.
Okay, well, it's gone now, and a lot of your energy was taken. We all have a certain amount of energy. It was taken from you. It's going to be returned to you with, within, real gently. It can't return all at once, but in the next few days, It's cleansed and purified. It's coming back in this golden, loving, healing light now. Cleansed and purified. And now you don't have to think about this anymore. Time to let it go. This is very important. And as hard as it is, Catherine, to forgive people that do these deeds to us, and trust me, I know, because I've had some stuff in my life, too, where you just, like, let it go, forgive. You've learned a lot through this experience, and it's time to move on now. And I see all these new doors opening up for you, a lot of new beginnings, even with people and everything else. Do you want to ask me another question, being more specific, please, now that we cleared that up?
Yeah, for a long time, she kind of took away my ability to, without asking anybody else any advice. And so, yeah, I want that back to 100% know that I'm making the right choice for myself.
But you are going to have that now. That situation and what happened there, and we don't need to go into detail in this venue for everybody to hear. You know what happened, and I have quite an idea what happened. That really shook you, and it shook your confidence. And, you know, I can't tell you to meditate for 5 or 10 minutes every day where you sit quietly and just tune everything out and just get into alignment, you know. I use one word, the word love. You could say God, whatever it is, or nothing at all, and just sit there and just tune into your own energy for 5 to 10 minutes every day. It could be, you know, before you go to sleep night, and just do that. And you will trust yourself. This is one of the gifts that are coming back to you by clearing this. Believe me, Catherine, it is. This was a healing thing that we just did. So there's really, it'll happen. It will. You know, not that this is magic, and I shouldn't use this expression, but you're going to see the confidence. It's just going to come back because of what we did. You'll see.
Wow. Yeah, like you said, I didn't know what to expect on the show, and that's real huge. So thank you for doing that for me.
No, that's okay. The fact that they kept saying to me, when, you know, pass, you know, I just knew. And then I heard 10 years ago, and, you know, you're intuitive enough where you knew exactly what it was going to be. So I thank you.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, I also
anything else
feel
you can
proud
me?
Of myself. I mean, I feel proud of myself for doing it myself. I mean, I broke it off. I have done a lot as well in healing. And so thank you so much for the, it's kind of like one last thorn out of your paw. So
Right. Wonderful. And you're going to be okay. You're going to trust yourself, and you're going to see in the next 3 days, even when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're going to see and feel that confident spiritual you. You will see.
Mm-hmm.
Please call us back. It was a pleasure meeting and working with you today.
Yeah, I'll look you up, and I'll keep listening the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Catherine.
Okay.
Take care.
You.
Thanks for calling. All right, Kimberly, you want to go right to our next caller?
Sure.
All right, great. Hello.
Hi, this is Camille. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Camille. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Where are you calling from, Camille?
I am calling from Lincoln City, Oregon.
Oh, very, very nice. Do you have a specific question for Kimberly?
I do have a specific question, yeah. Okay, so I've been living here since, sorry about that, I've been living here since January of 2018, and my concern is property taxes are overdue. Will I be able to tap into some income and get those paid?
I'm getting yes. Hi, Camille. Did you do the clearing prayer, though, with us when we started the show?
I did.
Okay, good. I'm getting yes, and I'm getting that in the next 3 months or so, your finances are going to get three times better than they are now is what's coming in.
Beautiful. That's exactly what is
needed. There's a lot of changes that are going to occur, is what Divine Spirit's telling me, within your life. But you just don't fear this. Just don't fear it.
Yeah.
It's just you have to trust. Just don't fear. If you start fearing it, you're gonna throw the situation all kind of negativity.
Yeah. Because I know
it's easier said than done. But some of the thoughts that are positive are like when you wake up in the morning, be thankful for all the things that you have. I have plenty. I am healthy. I have this. You know, and just say, I have plenty. Be grateful. Stay in that state of gratitude.
Yeah.
And that's how you pull this in. But they're just showing me three, you know, and I'm getting 3 months, 3 months. So, and I just feel like you're not supposed to do anything or move or anything, that this is going to work out. That's what Divine Spirit's telling me, Camille.
Good. I mean, I don't feel myself moving either. I mean, I've already moved, you know. But, like, I was in a place where I didn't have anything coming in. And then now, slowly, you know. So I got, I've got what they call informed digest from my postal service. And I see, okay, in today's thing, the tax collector bill is right there, and I'm like, using the supply that I have on hand, it's not like I can just open that up right now and then put it
right
in there and then have it satisfied, you know? So I'm kind of going, okay, I must surrender and swap out fear with faith, you know?
Yes, and that's exactly what you're to do. But just don't, because the darkness is going to want you to panic and go into that. Don't. This will still happen to me, Camille. You know what? Don't do it. It's almost like a trap. We're in something called Mercury retrograde right now, which is all this darkness. It's for another 2 or 3 weeks. So just breathe through it and just say, it's all going to work out. I have plenty. And I'm, you know, this is a time where you're kind of going to just say, not do anything. You don't do that forever.
Right.
But just for now, you're not going to do anything. You're going to stay positive. The dark thoughts are going to try to come in. Trust me, they will. You're going to stop them and say no, you know, and you're going to stay in your goodness. You're going to say your prayers and things like that, but it's going to work out. I have plenty, because it will. They're showing me that this will. But the key thing is for you to stay positive and know that this is a trick from the darkness to try to get you to go the other way. And you know better.
Yeah, well,
you do know
I have
better.
Another
I know
one.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the pandemic, I was, okay, I am also an intuitive healer. I had plans to work, like I do very well if I do events. And someone had hired me to do an event, but I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'll get that started up again, and then we had the lockdown. So I couldn't do anything, and I was able to tap into pandemic unemployment assistance. And they asked me this year, they asked me for proof of employment or proof of self-employment by a specific date. I turned something in, and what I turned in they weren't satisfied with, but they said, that's okay, you can turn in something else by this date. I turned it in. Okay, everything is satisfied until I got a notice from them 2 days ago saying, hey, you were not approved and you will need to repay pretty much January and February. But I'm going, okay, I think this is false.
I'm getting that it's false too. I'm getting what you're getting. My muscle test is accurate.
Yeah. And not only that, but I could still be drawing on the pandemic unemployment, but I didn't know that because the way that they're communicating, you know, it's just like, oh, I could still be getting that through September of 2021 had I known.
Right. I feel like there's something else you can do, Camille, and send them that you have within your possession to prove that this is legit and okay. Do you understand what I mean?
I do. And it's already been turned in.
You know what I'm referring to right now when I say that?
It's already been turned in.
Okay. I'm getting good. You're good. I'm getting your good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, then I will trust that, yes.
Is there anything else I can help you, Ms. Camille? I feel like there's something else we need to talk about before we hang up.
Oh, yeah. Please. Just one last thing.
Yes.
With the man that I've been connected with, was this what is going on with us for 2021? Like, how will we progress in 2021?
Hold on. Let me see what I get. Hold on.
Okay.
It's time for the two of you to go your separate ways. I'm getting that you've learned all you can off each other. He is not going to change in certain ways, and that, you know, it's almost like the karma is balanced. Time to move on. And there's somebody way better that's for your highest good waiting, you know, within like 6 months. And I'm glad it's 6 months or more, because you want to, and I'm sure you know this as an intuitive, you want to give yourself time to change up the energy, to draw somebody that, so that it won't be the same.
Right, right.
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
that's
you.
What I get. I don't know. I know you might not want to hear that. And, you know, but it's time. There's somebody way better for you. Way better
okay.
for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you that use the expression twin flames. I don't. I just don't like that expression. That means something else to me. But just really divine partner coming 6 months or more. But boy, awesome. The way this feels, worth the wait. Believe me.
Okay, thank you. Thank
a J
you.
Comes in. And either in the first or last name, capital J, write it down somewhere.
Okay, yes. Okay, I'll note it.
Wait, hold on. Does she know him yet? No, you don't know him yet. You don't know this person. Strictly,
okay.
Don't know him. Good. Coming in new, don't know him. Good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank Camille,
you
thank you
much.
For calling.
Okay,
call us again.
Okay.
We're here every Wednesday.
I will. Yeah, I will.
Let us know how you're doing. How things
nice
are going.
Meeting you.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Camille. Thank
okay.
you. Just so if anybody out there would like a copy of any of these prayers, you can always, of course, re-listen to the show. But if you'd like a hard copy, email us at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, as in Reverend M-M, Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M, as in Mary, @aol.com. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, the number is 845-241-9850. All right. On to the next caller.
Okay.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Lisa.
Lisa? Hi, where are you calling from, Lisa?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I just wondered, like, what... Oh, Illinois?
All right.
Type of so I just wondered, like, can I ask, like, a more general question, like what you see happening now the rest of this year for me?
Sure.
Lisa, did you do the clearing prayer?
Oh, I just got on. I mean, I didn't do anything.
Okay, Lisa, if you wouldn't mind, we have a short version. Can you please do it with Jane real quick? It won't
sure.
take long.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lisa, when you pray, who do you pray to? Jesus, Mary?
God.
Oh, you meditate?
God.
Oh, God. God. Okay, fair enough.
God.
Would you like to repeat after me, please?
Would I what?
Could you repeat after me?
Sure.
Power and authority of God.
By the power and authority of God,
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities or energies.
For any and all negative entities or energies.
that are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any and all levels, layers.
On any and all levels, layers.
Or dimensions of my being.
Or dimensions of my being.
See now released, removed, and evicted.
See now released, removed, and evicted.
Never to return.
Never to return.
And take a little breath.
Okay.
Fill all spaces.
Clear all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
Fill all spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
With open crystal energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Divine love and divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And now take 3 deep breaths. Thank you.
Yeah, I just ran today, so that felt good.
Okay, Lisa, I'm going to tell you a few things that were coming through while you were doing that clearing prayer. Just listen to what I have to say first. There's some people in your space that are draining your energy. When I say, I don't like using this expression, but I'm going to because that's how it's coming through. When I say psychic vampire, it means you're around certain people, or if you're talking to somebody on the phone and you hang up the phone, you feel drained because you're listening to their problems. Hold on, you're listening to their problems all the time. This is not good for you and your health. So I'm going to start there.
Okay.
Then the other thing that came in is there's a female relative that hurt you, and there's something that you and I need to do to clear this. Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah. Like the energy thing, I belong to this temple of worship. It's interesting you said that. And I just don't like the people. And I just this morning wrote this rabbi a message. It's a temple of faith. And I said that I'm not renewing my membership, and I felt so good afterwards. I just felt like I tried it for a year and it didn't work. So I'm looking for another place of worship. It's very interesting you said that because I don't really have other people draining my energy. Not at all. Absolutely
right.
Not.
So you already know. You know what to do. That even if you feel like bored or lonely, it's not for your highest good then to go back there. I can't tell you what to do, but you already know this, Lisa. Let's talk about the female relative that hurts you.
Okay, before we get to the female relative, I have another question, though. Do you think that I can find a good place? Like, I started, like, going to services on Zoom. I'm going to start this week, like, trying different things. There's probably about 4 or 5 places in the Chicagoland area that kind of might meet my needs, you know, for my level of, like, what kind of temple I go to and everything, place of worship.
Yes, you
do you think
clear.
That I'll find something that's welcoming? You know, I want a place that's
hold
warm
on.
And not snobby and welcoming.
You will, but you didn't find it yet. So if you looked at anything yet, that is not the place. You didn't find it yet.
Okay.
You're going to find this in 2 weeks. You're going to find. So in doubt, when you're in doubt, you do nothing. You know, just do your praying and everything on your own. But you will find a place.
And,
that
and I listened
like
to my
heart.
I kept on listening. All throughout the year when I was on calls, they had really good education.
Yeah.
But the people of worship, like, they never, like, I just never connected with them. And I felt over time worse and worse, like,
well,
they weren't, like, recognizing.
You better not say that. What kind of a, and let's not even go there. Because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Real important we talk about this female who hurt you.
Yeah, my sister. My sister, like, did a lot of damage the last couple years. And then my mother, before she, like, died, just a lot of stuff went down, you know. Like, and it just, you know, I forgive my mom. She did the best she could. But my sister was just dreadful. I hadn't talked to her
for
years.
Do you still speak to your sister now? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. No, I terminated all contact.
Again. Okay, we're
going to
do a clearing. I only can spend so much time
okay.
with you. How about you? Are you up to doing a clearing by just saying your sister's first name with me?
Oh, I could say the first initial, but I don't want to say the name. Is that okay?
Okay, you can say the first initial. You want to do it with me?
Sure. M.
It's going to make you feel better, okay?
M. M like Mary.
Okay,
not yet,
darling. You're going to repeat after me. Who do you pray to when you pray?
God.
Okay, here, you repeat after me. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of God.
Of God.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
With my spirit.
With my spirit.
To cut all cords and ties.
To cut all cords and ties.
With my sister, say the first initial or whatever.
With my sister, M.
Okay. I release this now.
I release this now.
Be evicted, never to return. Say it.
Be evicted, never to return.
Anything that has been taken from me.
Anything that has been taken from me.
Be cleansed and purified.
Be cleansed and purified.
By God.
By God.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most totally divine spirit.
And be returned to me.
And be returned to me.
Within divine intention.
Within divine intention.
In divine direction.
In divine direction.
This is my energy.
This is my energy.
And I claim it.
And I claim it.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Okay, Lisa, three big breaths. That's what helps clear it. So I'm sending the energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think she meant it. She's just, like, really sick emotionally, like mentally.
Yeah, I know. I know she has a lot of stuff in her space that she can't help, you know, but we can't do that.
Yeah, I mean,
she
just
never
dealt with
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
right.
Like, I just wished I wouldn't have had the contact I did. I had to clean out my parents' home for a year and a half. It just did a lot of damage to me having to talk to her every day. She's just a nightmare.
Yeah, I know.
She's just very toxic.
I know. Enough, Lisa, of having these people drain your energy. The ones that you have to be around because there are people, keep them at arm's length. If somebody calls that drains your energy or tries to get you back into that church, just say,
get rid of them.
I have to go.
Get
I'm busy. I'm cleaning my cupboard, whatever
exactly.
it is. Okay?
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm like that now. Absolutely. This last year, I totally changed. But let me ask you something. Do you think I can meet more people that are positive and that have great energy? Because I feel my energy is really good.
You're going to. I said something will change where you're going to meet all new people. I have this written down while you were doing the clearing prayer. It's right in front of me. So, yes. Many new people, this is going to take some time. You know, you might not believe in this whole Mercury retrograde thing that we're in now. Everything's
mm-hmm.
energy.
Mm-hmm.
It matters, and it's okay if you don't believe that. But until, like, June 23rd-ish, I'm going to put that date out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen till then. So you're fine with being on your own. Go within, do your meditations, do your prayers,
yeah.
take bubble baths, whatever it is. Be you. And
yeah.
hey, have fun being with you because you're a great person.
Well, thank you. And I'm hoping, I mean, if I ever met someone special, I would date. Otherwise, I have absolutely no interest. There's a lot of, like, nurses. I mean, I don't want to say all men are, but I just, you know, I'd like to meet someone nice for, like, a friendship. You know, someone to do things with, but I don't know. this doesn't seem that possible
right now. I see somebody
right now,
coming,
so.
But I see, listen, I first. See the new friends coming first. It's going to be the new friends, and then you're going to meet people through the new friends. You got out of the negative worship place. So give yourself time for the energy to change. I have to go now because we're kind of getting near the end of the show.
Okay.
So I hope you call us back, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you
we
so
only
much.
Have 15
I hope you
minutes
have a great
left.
Weekend.
I don't know if there's people in the queue. You too. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to just stand and listen. Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to stand and listen. Thank you.
Take care. We have one more caller, Kimberly, but there's somebody in the chat that has a question. So quickly,
let's
Kia.
Do that. Let's do the chat.
Yeah. Kia wants to know what's up with
Who?
Her and Abel. Kia. K-E-A.
She wants to know what.
Kia.
Say it again.
With her and Abel.
Okay, hold on. Let me zone in.
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to just let me talk here. I'm seeing a mix. They're not equally yoked. I'm going to say it that way. Her energy, I'm not saying she's better than him. Nobody's better than or less than. Her energy is just way different than his. And I just don't see it working. I just don't. And you know what? I know she knows this deep within in her heart is what Divine Spirit is telling me. It's time to move on. And I see in 2 months down the road, somebody way better coming, way better that's going to match your vibration. I'm telling you. I hope you listen to me and call back or talk to us in the chat. I can't make you do this, but there's just something off with this. You're just not equally yoked. And I know you know what I mean because you know his personality and you know yours, girlfriend. And I'll leave that with you.
All right, Kia, hopefully that helps you. Again, we'll be here next Wednesday at 5 if you want to, if you have anything else to add to that. We'd love to hear back from you. Okay, we're going to go to our last caller. And thank you, Kia.
Yes.
I hope I pronounced that right.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from, Debbie?
Louisiana.
Oh, very nice. All right, Debbie, do you have a specific question for Kimberly? Keep in mind, you're our last caller. We only have about 5 minutes
yes.
left.
I feel something's up at work. It's hard to explain, but I feel like I'm being attacked, like covertly. And I was wondering if you see anything about that.
Debbie, did you do the clearing prayer with Jane? Jane, why am I getting that we have more than 5 minutes left? I see that it's 5:48 Eastern. I'm just checking this with you.
Oh, yeah, no,
okay.
We just usually like to end it with talking, so, you know, around 5 minutes.
Yeah, I do, but this is a special case right here with this caller. I know it, and
hey,
I'm so
can you do the clearing prayer?
Go ahead, Debbie. Do the clearing prayer, please, with Jane, and I'm going to talk to you, okay?
Okay. I missed the top of the show. So,
Did you say it out loud?
No.
You have to,
I missed
please.
The top of
the show.
Okay.
You
but
have
I don't
to,
know what,
it helps you.
What is the verbiage?
Yeah, you
she's
going to
tell
after
you.
Me.
Just repeat after
yeah.
Jane.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Can you pray? Debbie, who do you pray to? God, Jesus, angels?
God, yes, absolutely. God.
All right, perfect. If you'll repeat after me, please. By the power and authority of God.
By the power and authority of God.
I now command and give full permission.
I give sole permission.
Right. And command.
And command.
Any and all negative entities.
Any and all negative entities.
Or energies.
Or energies.
That are touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any level, layer.
Any level or layer.
Or dimension of my being.
Or dimension of my being.
be now released, removed.
Now I release and remove.
And evicted.
And evicted.
Never to return.
Never to return.
And take a breath. Fill all spaces.
Fill all phases.
Golden crystalline energy.
With golden crystalline energy.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Of divine love and divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Great. Take three deep spiritual breaths.
Okay, Debbie, what's going on at work, girlfriend?
I have some haters, and you know, they're always setting traps for me, and I'm just exhausted, and I believe that my manager is setting up scenarios to get me fired or kicked out of the place that I work. And the spirit of attack went into my home life as well. And, you know, my relationship. So I'm just going to focus on work because it's the strongest attack right now.
Right. Okay, here's what I get. I get that there's a male and a female who are culprits. They seem to be working hand in hand, and they're threatened by you. And, you know, I want you, with your permission, to do an invocation with me for protection, and I want to tell you some of the things you can do to protect yourself from this while at work. Do you want to do an invocation with me? A prayer?
Yes.
It's a prayer. These invocations work. I have to do them at my regular job every day. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm an expert of what you were talking about right now. It happens to me, girlfriend.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
By the power of who do you pray to? I'm sorry, who do you pray to?
God. God.
Okay. Okay, by the power and authority of God.
By the power and authority of God.
And my higher self.
And my higher self.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all.
For any and all.
Darkness.
Darkness.
Negativity.
Negativity.
Traps.
Trapped. Yeah, definitely.
An evil.
An evil.
And jealousy.
And jealousy.
Be now evicted.
Be now evicted.
Never to return. Take a breath. Dear God.
Dear God,
please put me in your divine protection.
Please put me in your divine protection.
Surround me with your archangels.
Surround me with your archangels.
At my job.
At my job.
In my relationship at home.
In my relationship and at home.
I did not come here.
I did not come here.
To be attacked.
To be attacked.
I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
Please bring to the front of my mind.
Please bring to the front of my mind.
Any traps.
Any traps.
Or deceit.
Or deceit.
That is meant for me.
That is meant for me.
With great gratitude.
With great gratitude.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three deep breaths. Good girl. Now, I don't know how spiritual you are, but I know you're spiritual. I'm going to throw out a few things that you're going to do that I do. You can place yourself not in a bubble, but like a golden grid. When I say a golden grid, that means a golden, when you picture a wrought iron staircase, a railing, like around you with spaces. You never want to encase yourself because things can get trapped. Like a golden grid around you before you go to work. So it's almost like, not a bubble, but it's
a grid. What about
a
Star of David, like a Merkaba?
No. Trust me, I've done this. I mean, I can't tell you what to do. Just make a circle or a heart. Yeah, a heart. I use a heart lately. It's gold with spaces. Okay, 10 feet around you. This will put you in protection. Also, do you know what chakras are when I say chakras?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Close them every time you go to work. You're going to close them with your mind's eye. You know, starting at the root chakra all the way up to your crown. Close front and back before you go to work. And then when you leave work, you have to remember to open them. Okay?
Okay.
So while you're at work, those chakras are closed. You're going to be amazed at how this will help you.
Okay. Wow, thank you.
Now, when you go out for lunch or you take a break, open the chakras. This is very important. You can't keep them closed for long periods of time. It matters. It's energy, okay?
Okay.
So after work, you're listening to the rebroadcast. We always post these.
I am.
You know, you're going to remember. You're going to remember to unlock them. But when you lock those chakras, nothing can get in, girlfriend. I do this every day for years. I can't say where I work, but you wouldn't believe where I work. It's very negative. But that's where God wants me. That's where Divine Spirit wants me. I had to learn a lot there, as you're learning a lot, spiritually.
Do you think that I'll get another job, though, like after I get past this hump? Or am I staying there?
But you never want to run from this. You're not going to let this chase you, because if you let this chase you, you're going to get another job and you're going to have the same darn thing.
Okay.
So you've got to face this. You've got to deal with this. Trust me, and you will. You're a spiritual warrior. You're not looking for trouble. You're going to stand in your love and light, and you're going to deal with it. I love you. I'm so glad you called. Call us back. We have 2 minutes left. Thank you for your call.
Thank you
do
so
what
much.
I told you,
thank
please.
You.
It works. I do it every day for years.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Debbie. Okay.
Bye,
thanks.
Debbie. Take care. Solid, solid stuff there, Kimberly, and then you know of what you speak, that's for sure.
But I'll tell you what, this hour seemed to go really fast, didn't it?
Yep, it went really fast. We have about a minute left. We want to thank everybody, and if you want a copy of the prayers, revmmdenholm@aol.com. Everybody have a fantastic week. And get your questions ready for next week at 5:00.
Yes, and
we'll
listen
here.
To the rebroadcast. I think it's really important. You can learn what to do, how to close these chakras. Yeah, I love that call, all the calls, but Debbie's call really important because many people have to deal with that. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And believe me, I've learned from Kimberly to do this, and it really helps. So give it a try. Okay, everyone. Good night. Take care.
You are seen. You are heard. You are loved.